Paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. It's called a bomb cyclone, sometimes also called an atmospheric river. These terms are not something that suits the East Coast of the United States, but Jeff Bliss is going to explain to us what's happening in California. Jeff, didn't you get hit by atmospheric rivers in Orange County last year? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, the entire West Coast did last year, and then some of the mountain states saw it in remaining snowfall. But this is the first, I think, of a set of winter waves we're going to get. It's been hitting the Pacific Northwest pretty hard, and now it's been hitting the Bay Area for a day or so. And with heavy rains and high winds, there's been a lot of damage, power lines, trees, that type of thing. We're kind of in the middle of it right now, it appears. We're nearing the tail end, but this is going to keep happening. I see this early in November, I think, means when we get to February, we'll have had our fill of rain in California.
Is it heading to Las Vegas? Or is it going to miss Vegas?
It appears it'll miss Vegas. There were some concerns that they thought, could this be a fast-moving storm that moves across the west, moving east into Nevada, and maybe even endangering the Formula One race? But no, it's not going to get there in time. It is pushing colder air, as these fronts often do. It pushes colder air ahead of it, and that will ripple out to Vegas. And so you're going to look at temperatures in Vegas this weekend, probably in the mid-40s to mid-50s, which is not all that unusual for November, but it's certainly going to be cooler than it has been for other big events. And this is a big event weekend in Vegas.
This is the Vegas Report with Jeff Bliss. Okay, the 2024 race schedule. I'm looking at it right now. There's a very attractive website. You can go and experience this vicariously. The practice and the practice and the qualifying on Thursday the 21st and today, November 22nd, Friday, practice, race, practice. The big race is Saturday night. Now, Jeff Bliss, in your role as pit boss Bliss, you've driven this roadway, and you drove it in your vehicle, in your Register walking around drive from L.A. vehicle, and you obeyed the traffic limits, I understand. But there's something called the Harmon Straightaway, which comes into a curve. What is that? Because they're making it very exciting. The tickets are expensive to sit there.
There are some stretches in this race that are more exciting than others. Of course, the turns, some more hairpin than others, are always exciting. But traffic slows down there. But on the long stretch down the strip and then on the Harmon stretch, you get an opportunity to see them really open up these machines. And We had a car last year get up over 213, 218 miles an hour, I believe. So that's, as you can imagine, that's much faster than traffic usually moves in these places. And over off of Harmon is not far from the pits and the paddock area. And so it's a lot of seating over there. It's very glamorous seating, just like the strip. But this will be an exciting course. The racers seem to like it. It can be a little challenging, but I wouldn't call it deadly. And anything is possible. We could see some wrecks, but I think this is more of a driver's course than many of the others.
Lewis Hamilton package 2024 exclusive offer, 44% off. Originally $1,200, now $672. If you have to ask how much it costs, you can't afford it. So I'm asking. All right. So we go to what you get with this package. The race goes on for how long, Jeff? It starts at 10 at night. Takes an hour, takes 2 hours. How long does it take?
It depends on the track conditions and on what happens. You know, if there are any wrecks, anything like that can change the race time. But it'll all be done, under 2 hours, I believe. But it'll be fast, and you know, you don't get. It's not an chance to sit and watch an oval race where you see, keep your eyes on the cars the entire time. When you're at one of these Formula One races, you get just a small chunk of the race. Now, there are places where you can be at higher elevations on top of hotels or in high rooms where you can see more of it. But nobody really ever sees the entire race course at one time because it's designed to go around buildings and attractions like the Sphere. It goes right near there. So you'll never see the whole thing. That's why they count on TV a lot for these things.
Yes, there's a schedule you can find. The website is extremely helpful. There's also an app. Now, importantly, last year was a demo of this being viable in Las Vegas. And there were lots of complaints, as you get with a demo or a beta. This year, they've integrated it into the championship. Is that the way you say it, Jeff?
That's probably a very good way to put it. So last year, the race came at the end portion of the season. And because of the standings, the way points are accumulated for placing throughout the year, they knew who the winner already was. So it was very anticlimactic. Yet it got very good ratings. The TV ratings overseas were great. The TV ratings domestically were huge, way beyond what they thought. And they had great attendance. And overall, it made good money for Vegas. So, you know, they have a 10-year agreement, essentially, a memorandum of understanding is my understanding. And they'll go all 10 years because it got such a good response. Now, one of the things they did this year is they've taken even greater care, with air quotes around that, to close off areas that aren't paid seating areas. So pedestrian bridges over the strip, some of the hotels that were fronting the course but don't pay a fee to F1, those have been blocked off. And, of course, people grumble about that. But it, you know, it keeps the race-paying folks happier than the people who just get sneak looks the whole time.
And having driven the course, and it tours right down the strip, does it go to the outlying areas of Las Vegas, or does it stay in the inner core?
It stays in the inner core, you know, near the entertainment gambling district, so to speak. It doesn't go to North Las Vegas or down to Henderson. It's a circuit that's fairly closed, you know, a big stretch down the main strip and down the Harmon stretch, and then it winds around some areas there, but it's only a couple miles or 3 miles. I forget what the exact distance is, but it's not very long. It is challenging, but there are areas where they can really open up and let it fly.
Hollywood 2.0, here it comes, the early steps. Warner Brothers is going to Clark County. Where, Jeff, and how? We have about a minute.
They're going to go to a 34-acre media production multi-use facility that UNLV, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, has. And it's in southwest Las Vegas. Now, Warner's is going to get a tax incentive to come there. They're going to invest about $8.5 million. They'll work with UNLV. The university will become a bigger, more important kind of film school. The students there and the professors are very excited. And Vegas is very excited because now that's, you know, live entertainment and sports entertainment capital of the world that they're trying to be, well, could also turn into a filmmaking capital. So it really rounds out that whole effort they're trying to make as they try to build the city up, moving from, you know, just over 2 million to more than 3 million people. This is going to be bring a ton of jobs and money to the area.
And this is all Clark County, right? Because I have older pictures. They never mention Las Vegas. They call it Clark County.
Clark County is it. It's where gambling is allowed. You know, a lot of people think certain vices are allowed everywhere in Nevada, and they're not. Some aren't allowed in Vegas, and some aren't allowed elsewhere. But Clark County is the gambling capital. Everybody knows, certainly with the heart of it being Las Vegas.
Las Vegas Grand Prix 2024. Jeff Bliss in California, atmospheric rivers and bomb cyclones. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.